Are they conscious? There is no universal consensus as to whether machines can be conscious, or even a consensus as to what consciousness means. No one has come up with a suitable definition of consciousness. Marvin Minsky describes consciousness as more of a society of minds. That is, the thinking process in our brain is not localized but spread out, with different centers competing with one another at any given time. Consciousness may then be viewed as a sequence of thoughts and images issuing from these different smaller minds, each one grabbing and competing for our attention. If this is true, perhaps consciousness has been overblown. Perhaps there have been too many papers devoted to a subject that has been over-mystified by philosophers and psychologists. Maybe defining consciousness is not so hard. As Sidney Brenner of the Salk Institute in La Jolla says, "I predict that by 2020, the year of good vision, consciousness will have disappeared as a scientific problem. Our successors will be amazed by the amount of scientific rubbish discussed today. That is, if they have the patience to trawl through the electronic archives of obsolete journals." AI research has been suffering from physics envy, according to Marvin Minsky. In physics, the Holy Grail has been to find a simple equation that will unify the physical forces of the universe into a single theory, creating a theory of everything. AI researchers, overly influenced by this idea, have tried to find a single paradigm that would explain consciousness. But such a simple paradigm may not exist, according to Minsky. Those in the constructionist school, like myself, believe that instead of endlessly debating whether thinking machines can be created or not, one should instead try to build one. Regarding consciousness, there is probably a continuum of consciousness, from a lowly thermostat that monitors the temperature in a room to the self-aware organisms that we are today. Animals may be conscious, but they do not possess the level of consciousness of a human being. One should try, therefore, to categorize all the various types and levels of consciousness, rather than debate philosophical questions about the meaning of consciousness. Robots may eventually attain a silicon consciousness. Robots, in fact, may one day embody an architecture for thinking and processing information that is different from ours. In the future, advanced robots might blur the difference between syntax and semantics, so that their responses will be indistinguishable from the responses of a human. If so, the question of whether they really understand the question will be largely irrelevant. A robot that has perfect mastery of syntax, for all practical purposes, understands what is being said. In other words, a perfect mastery of syntax is understanding.